I think the largest I'd been was 250. The moment that I realized this had to change was when my daughter had a function at school and the kids were running around and playing, and I sat the entire time. And my daughter would come and try to grab me to play along with the other mothers, and my answer was an immediate no. But I was shamed by the look she gave me.
So that's Sharon Joseph. She's a mother of three. And Eddie, she works with you at the Boston VA.
Absolutely.
Yep, as a healthcare administrator. And she's a leader of Black Girls Run. And her story is pretty extreme. But if you're among the two-thirds of Americans who are either overweight or obese, it probably sounds very familiar. That feeling of this has to change. And I know it well myself, I have to say. So let's just rip this Band-Aid off, okay? We have to talk about weight. I'm Carrie Goldberg.
And I'm Dr. Eddie Phillips, and you're listening to The Magic Pill. So back to that Band-Aid, okay. Carrie. For a lot of us, losing weight is the reason why we try to exercise, but the actual medical wisdom is that it's not the best way to lose weight. We do it for our health, but not as a way to lose weight.
But it burns calories.
It does, but you'd have to burn a hell of a lot of calories from all the exercise. You're going to have to cut back on what you're eating as well if you want to lose weight.
Okay, but my friend Sarah Reimer, she works at Boston University, she swears that she lost 40 pounds just from running.
It was like a miracle. I, you know, worked up to being able to run an hour a day, and it just did something. It just took the edge off. And, I mean, it wasn't overnight, but I did lose those 40 pounds eventually.
Okay, Eddie, so she shed those pounds. Now, am I missing something?
No, she burnt up calories running those miles. But according to my calculations, she'd have to run 1,400 miles in order to lose those 40 pounds.
Wait, how many calories in a mile do you
get? It's about 100 calories to the mile and about 3,500 calories to the pound. So if you do the math there, it's about 1,400 miles. That's a long ways to run and more than most of us want to do.
So what happened then, do you think?
So what happens is what we call a virtuous cycle. When she started running, more likely she started maybe being a little bit more mindful about what she was eating. Maybe she started to look at food as a fuel in order to allow her to do her running and not just as a reward. And that kind of change is what helps people to lose weight and to keep it off as well.
Okay, so the basic idea is that there just isn't any way that we can burn enough calories to make a difference compared to the number of calories we take in.
Well, right? So even if you go out for your lunchtime walk and you're all excited and you do your 3 miles, that's 300 calories. How many bites of the Snickers bar is that?
Personally, that's about 3 bites. So, okay, so losing weight is mainly about diet. Now, Sharon Joseph, changing the kind of food she ate, she says, was key.
In 2009, in just one shot, I was diagnosed with several different illnesses. I remember the doctor saying, "You are now diabetic and we need to place you on insulin." And I adamantly said no. And so he obliged, and I went on a raw food diet. And after 6 months, I was no longer diabetic. By the medical term, I felt the best I'd ever felt.
Now, Eddie, I'm sure the point isn't to go vegan specifically or to go raw. The idea is just that eating better is the main way to lose weight, right? But still, you need to work out too. So why, if losing weight is your goal and diet is the main way to get there, why do you need to work out?
So what's interesting, or a great group to look at, are people that have achieved the National Weight Loss Registry.
Which is?
Well, to get on this list, you have to have lost at least 30 pounds and kept it off for at least a year.
And I feel like what I've heard about them is that they exercise a lot.
Yes. Right? So these folks are out there at least an hour a day doing some sort of moderate to vigorous, like a brisk walk. You know, some of them run. A lot of them are lifting weights. But they're burning up a fair amount of calories just to stay even now, to keep the weight off.
And that reminds me of the recent study about all those people who lost weight on The Biggest Loser show, and then they gained a whole lot of it back, right? Like, it was like their metabolism was lower forever or something.
So what's really interesting is they looked at these folks 6 years later, and of the 16 that had made it, I guess, to the finals, 14 of them had pretty much gained back the weight. And the science behind it is interesting and a little frightening. When they lost the weight, they lost fat. They also lost muscle. But when they gained the weight, they gained back fat.
Oh, so they changed their body composition.
And now they were actually less efficient machines. The way it works is that your muscles burn many more calories than a pound of fat. Mm-hmm. And trained muscle burns up even more calories. So if your goal is to have lost the weight and to keep it off and to run your metabolism high, mm-hmm. you want to have muscle and you want to have trained muscle.
And then why do you have to exercise to keep off weight?
You eat a certain amount every day, mm-hmm. and that pretty much keeps people at their weight. When you lose the weight, forevermore, you're going to need to eat less. If your body weight drops by 10%, which would be tremendous, you're going to need at least 10% less calories. Those that add in the exercise are able to sort of counteract the extra food that they tend to take in.
So I'm coming away today with the understanding that exercise is key for keeping off weight, but it's not necessarily the be-all and end-all, right?
Right. It's a feat to lose any amount of weight, but the tough part is really keeping it off. Mm-hmm. And of course, once you've lost a pound, you never, ever want to get it back.
Never, ever.
So the take-home here is that once you've exercised, don't reward yourself with food. No Big Macs after a short run.
Okay. So today, your music is Signals by D. Will, featuring Austin Armstrong.
And tomorrow, we'll talk about not biting off more than you can chew, how to set goals and set yourself up for success.
You got me tipsy, so off that line. You say one thing, but then you mean the other. Got my head dizzy, you've got a talent. Mysterious girl, there's so much to discover. We start our touching, it's so deceiving. Cause within a second, you're out the front door. Maybe it's nothing, have you got feelings? Cause with every kiss, you got me begging for more. Baby, why do you play such a difficult game? Got me high on your kiss that burns a big flame. So I can't decipher your symbols. Cause all I see are these red and green signals. You call it love when I'm caught in your web, hey. It's chained to your hips as you play the actress. You got me tripping again and again. You start off touching, it's so deceiving. Cause within a second, you're out the front door. Maybe it's nothing, but have you got feelings? Cause with every kiss,